Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
From the Over the Top Studios in Boulder, Colorado, I'm George Thomas. We're talking Tour of Utah with U23 National Road Champion Alex Hoehn. Alex, how did it go today?
You know, it was great. It started off with about 1 mile uphill, and it was a 5 kilometer prologue. So, you know, not too hard, or it was really hard, but not too long. About 6.5 to 7 minutes was all that it took to get out there and finish the prologue. It started off with a nice climb, so I was able to get into a rhythm. And then it kind of tapered off over the top and went downhill for about 200 meters. Turned around, came straight back up that climb we just went down, and then shot right down into the finish line for about another 2K descent, which was a speedy, fast descent all the way to the finish line. I went pretty good. I finished 43rd or 44th on the day, only 21 seconds back from the leader, and more importantly, not too far away from most of the GC climbers. So it was a good day.
I was going to say, this sounds like an Alex Hoehn course.
Yeah, it was for half of it. The other half is more of power. Yeah, exactly. So it's up and downhill. So it suited me for the way up. And then as it crested the top and headed down into the downhill, I was kind of probably losing time to the bigger guys that can go a lot faster on the downhill. But like I said, it was a good day for our whole team. We had Gage Hecht ride a 33rd place, a couple of seconds faster than me. So we had a lot of guys. And then our Mexican national champion, we had him right behind, a second back on me. And we were doing well. Team did really well today.
And Alex, you are riding for Evolo Pro Cycling.
Yes,
how does Tour of Utah compare to other stage races that you've done in the past?
It, in a sense, doesn't compare to most of the stage races. I mean, the rest of the stage races all year don't have any World Tour teams. So for one, that's one thing that none of the other stage races we do all year have. Second, none of them are 7 days. Third, none of them climb 43,000 feet in a week. So, you know, that's just a couple of the factors that make it, you know, something so different than all the other races we've done all year.
And coming into this, realistically, how are you looking at it for your personal goals and also the team goals?
For as far as myself is concerned, you know, I'm not expected to win this race, nor do I plan to. This is, you know, a huge race with 35, 40 World Tour riders. So, you know, this is just more of a learning experience race for me. I hope to do well. You know, I would like to climb in the front group on most of the climbing days. So we'll see how that goes. And for the team, I think we have a really good chance of getting in breakaways all week long. Maybe surprising a couple people here or there. You know, we have some really, really strong riders that not very many people are too familiar with. So I'm really excited to see how we can use them as a secret weapon for the race.
You have a great team director in Mike Creed. I'm wondering, how do you prepare mentally? Because you're out here with World Tour riders, and can there ever be something that grips you where you're kind of like, oh my gosh, I can't believe I'm up with this guy. Maybe I'm pushing too hard, or any thoughts like that?
You know, you just have to go out there with the mindset that, you know, you prepared as hard as you could for this race, and no matter what the World Tour riders do, you're going to do as well as you've prepared yourself for. So I don't think there's too many expectations of, oh, I got to stay with him. He's the one that I got to stay with. You know, that's kind of not how you have to take this race. You kind of just have to take it, you know, stage by stage, climb by climb, and just, you know, take it to a personal level, knowing that you can do as best as you can. And that's about all you can focus on.
Now, is tomorrow going to be your first day in the Stars and Stripes?
So it would, but according to some rules, the UCI races do not allow U23, or I'm not sure if they don't allow, but there is a pro national champion here as well, Johnny Brown, that won the pro race. And I am the U23 national champion, so I'm not sure that I am allowed to wear the Stars and Stripes for the race like this.
Well, that's really interesting, Alex. I had no idea, so thanks for sharing that with us. Can you give us a little preview of what's coming up tomorrow and maybe what your goals are? I don't want to get into team strategy for tomorrow's stage.
No worries. We actually haven't had our team meeting, so, you know, this is all my opinion for now, so perfect. Tomorrow we race out of Cedar City, Utah, a very southern city in Utah. We go around some mountains of Bryan Head. That's what it's called. We go up Bryan Head. It's about 50 miles away from where we're staying, and we loop right back into Cedar City. So it's more or less a point-to-point race, and we do a big loop that goes around up Bryan's Head, which is a big climb, around 15 miles at 6%. So we'll see how the race kind of forms when we hit that climb. And then it's more or less downhill all the way to the finish with 3 to 4 2K laps, circuit kind of things before the finish.
I have actually ridden Cedar City to Bryan Head. That is, you know, and it's not going to be hot at all tomorrow, right?
Yeah, no, it's supposed to be like 72 or something. It actually isn't supposed to be that hot.
Alex, that is amazing to hear. I thought it was going to be just boiling out there for you guys. That's wonderful.
Right. Right. So yesterday it was, or today it was really hot. But tomorrow, I guess there's a highs of like 90s, but that's not going to hit till later in the day. So I'm hoping, you know, we're only going to be seeing like 80, 90 degrees out, which is not awful. So that's actually a good sign.
And I walked over you a little bit just as we close. So you're going to be going Cedar City, up Bryan Head, back. And then you said you're going to be doing a series of 2K loops?
Yeah, I think it's 2 to 3 kilometers, and we do them three times. And it's after we come up to Bryan's Head, we'll descend down. I'm not sure what the climb is called that we descend down, but we're coming down back into Cedar City. And we do these 3K loops for about three times before the finish. So we'll be fairly comfortable with the finishing stretch, which will be really nice to see the finish a couple of times before we actually finish. Pretty helpful.
Alex, I sure appreciate you taking the time out of your busy schedule to chat with us, and I really look forward to catching up with you tomorrow.
Absolutely. Sounds good.
Evolo Pro Cycling's Alex Hoehn, the reigning U23 National Road Champion, joining us from the Tour of Utah. From the Over the Top studios in Boulder, Colorado, I'm George Thomas.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.